This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 15th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani herdsmen in Nigeria killed Pastor Dauda Batur recently after kidnapping him. On November 8th, the gunman abducted Pastor Batur while he was working on his farm in Kaduna State. 10 days later, the Muslim militants kidnapped Batur's wife when she delivered a ransom payment for her husband's release. The captors later released her, but killed Batur anyway. Before his death, Pastor Batur preached to his captors and prayed for their salvation. Matthew 5, verse 44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Please, pray for Pastor Batur's heartbroken widow. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced Monday that his country, as well as North Korea, the U.S., and China, have agreed in principle to formally declare an end to the Korean War. North and South Korea ended the war in an armistice in 1953, but have technically been in a state of war for 70 years. President Moon hopes a peace declaration would allow talks with North Korea about its nuclear weapons program. A Scottish charity reached a settlement with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Stirling Free Church over a discrimination case. The Robertson Trust canceled an event the ministries were hosting in 2019 because of Franklin Graham's opposition to sexually perverted lifestyles. The trust has apologized to Graham's ministry and the church. Plus, it agreed to pay them $26,500 for violating the UK's Equality Act. Franklin Graham, president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, said, quote, "The positive resolution of cases in Scotland, England, and Wales sends a clear message. Religious freedom is not dead," end quote. Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattei announced the country will be declared the Latin American pro-life capital next year. The Ibero-American Congress for Life and the Family proposed the designation. Back in July, President Giammattei presented an 11-year plan for protecting human life from conception to natural death and honoring the natural family as the basic unit of society. Democrat Colorado Governor Jared Polis told Colorado Public Radio the COVID-19 pandemic emergency is over and that he will not implement another statewide mask mandate.
The emergency is over. So, you know, public health doesn't get to tell people what to wear. You know, that's just not their job.
Polis also encouraged people to get a COVID shot, but said he respected people's choice to not get a shot. Smash and grab robberies are on the rise in major U.S. cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Criminals are selling the stolen items online as internet shopping has increased during the pandemic. Organized crime appears to have turned to retailers, since many states have effectively decriminalized theft and shoplifting in response to crowded prisons. Major cities have also been defunding their police departments following massive Black Lives Matter protests. Retail giants, which have supported Black Lives Matter, are now petitioning Congress to fight the surge in robberies hitting their stores. A new Gallup poll found a record low percentage of Americans report having excellent mental health. During the pandemic, 34% of Americans said they had excellent emotional well-being. That's down from 43% in 2001. The report found people who attend religious services weekly were the most likely demographic to say they had excellent mental health at 44%. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" And finally, a Kentucky candle factory worker cannot believe he's alive after 30 tornadoes ripped through 6 states over the weekend, killing at least 80 people. Mark Saxton was working at the Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory when the tornado struck, trapping him under the debris. In desperation, Mark called his wife, Courtney, who was sheltering in their closet back home. She said, quote, I prayed with him over the phone. I just kept talking to him, kept telling him that God will work it out. Be strong. Don't give up. Keep fighting, end quote. After several hours, rescuers found Mark. He only had a few cuts and scrapes. Praise the Lord. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.